Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Good evening and welcome to The O Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. Yes, I'm with you live tonight from my home muse salon, and it is still playing my music. It is Wednesday, November 4th. Yeah, November. I can't believe it's November. I hope you all had a wonderful Halloween, that the costumes you wore got to both reveal and conceal a little bit about yourself, if you enjoy doing that. I know I do. And I hope you all voted yesterday. For those of you who are listening to me in America, yesterday was our election day. And locally, I was really surprised, actually. Usually we have at least a few referendum questions, but absolutely nothing today. Not today, yesterday. It was just a few city council people, and I did vote because I grew up, my parents felt from the beginning and always told me that voting was a privilege, not a right. And yes, it is granted by the Constitution, but then again, drinking was, and that was taken away once too. So I don't take anything for granted, and I hope you all don't as well. You can't make a difference unless you vote. Well, it's one of the ways to make a difference. How about I put it that way? So we've had voting, we've had election day, we've had Halloween, and we have had my husband's birthday. And I hope you all celebrated that. Okay, probably not. That was on the 2nd, on Monday the 2nd. And my older son was really kind of hoping that we would still be in the midst of baseball season for his birthday. So I think my son was mad at the Mets, not only for losing because they were kind of who we were rooting for, but for letting baseball season end. He was just not happy about that. So baseball season has ended since I spoke to you last. And actually, I wasn't with you all last week because I had a special family event. My father turned, here's another birthday thing. My father turned 75 a few weeks ago. And because my younger son was in a musical production, we weren't able to go down until then. And so we went down to celebrate that, which was wonderful. I'm a big celebration person. I know a lot of people hate it. Whether it's theirs or somebody else's, they don't like them. I do. I love celebrating anything and everything. Well, not anything and everything. You know, I won't just suddenly pick up a random holiday or celebrate something for, you know, no reason. But I do love celebrating. I think there's so many occasions when things go wrong, where we don't get a chance to celebrate, where we're, mourning is kind of an overstatement, but, you know, where we're upset that the chances we get to, when we get the chance to celebrate and for things to be joyous, then we should. And I know how deeply lucky I am to still have my father in my life, both because he's alive and because we are very, very close. So, a little bit of ramble there for all of you today. And I apologize. I have a bit of a stomach bug tonight, and I'm hoping that that doesn't affect anything I am looking forward to doing with you. I have a couple of videos. Well, actually, no, I have one video to show you or play for you. And I want to get back tonight a little bit to the O-Spot roots, as it were, the really talking about Sexual empowerment and knowing yourself, not just sexually, not just in bed, but all of what being an amazing and awesome and sexually empowered woman means, because it's not quite the same for everybody. It won't feel the same for everybody, just the way, and this is something we're going to talk about later, just the way confidence doesn't look the same on everybody or feel the same on everybody. That's true for this as well. This is a deeply personal thing. And I'm going to be reading to you some affirmations and some what she refers to as facts, which is, can be kind of a stretch when it comes to sexual empowerment, because, you know, one person's fact is another person's complete and total discomfort. So we'll see what we have about Amy Jo Goddard, who has a new book out, actually. And I'm still hoping very much that sometime in the not too distant future, she will be here on the show. And so I'm going to try to make that happen for all of you. But I really want us to, I really want to talk to you again about that, because one of the things she points out is that the two things we seem least inclined to talk about in the United States are sex and money. And they are two things that impact us individually and impact our relationships with our spouses, our partners, our children, our parents, our friends. If you have situations where you have a friend and you are the, for lack of a better term, better employed or richer friend, that can cause a great deal of tension in a relationship. There's actually even an episode of Friends where you see the ones who have and the ones who have not. And it's it was really kind of an eye-opener. And it was very, I thought, rather brave of them to discuss it, because as I like to tell people, if you think about your very best friend and all the things you know about her, I'm going to assume a her, it could be a him. How many of you know when your best friend lost her virginity, how old she was? Okay. Got that number? You got that date? Okay. How many of you know how much she earns in a year? See, that one, I'll bet you don't know, because talking about money is in some ways more taboo than talking about sex. How crazy is that? And they're both about a similar thing. I mean, the reason I think that we don't talk about them is for similar reasons. They're about confidence. They are about trust. It does require a certain amount of intimacy. It requires honesty. There's a lot wrapped up in it. So we tend not to talk about money. And then, of course, there's the stigma, the training. We've been told not to talk about money. We've been told not to talk about sex. Neither one of those things is particularly good for us, if you ask me. So, and it's ironic that I bring, well, maybe not ironic, I bring this up to you tonight, where I'm in a place in my own life of really noticing where my feelings around abundance and having enough and then having more than enough are out of alignment. I'm sure many of you are practitioners and fans of and followers of the Law of Attraction and The Secret and whatever phrase the Wayne Dyer refers to it as, the power of intention. And I've realized that my own vibration is really off. It's, first of all, it's around worry, way too much of the time. And I can feel that. It may have to do with the stomach ache I've been having. It's where my focus keeps returning, and it returns to lack. And then even when I try to do things, you know, do the visualizations or write things down, because I'm better at when I write them down, imagining, I imagine what it will feel like when they come to me, as opposed to imagining how it feels as though they have already come to me. And so the the process, and I was recently listening to one of my recordings of Abraham Hicks, the process is ask, allow, receive. Now, the allow is also referred to as believe. And it's that thing, that allowing, the feeling of wealth and abundance, and feeling that even when part of me knows it hasn't arrived yet, and I started to do some of the Byron Katie work. And if you're not familiar with her and you're curious about Byron Katie's the work, I recommend you look it up. It's all online. You can download everything, all her questions, tons of videos. Really, she is all about the impact and wanting to, in essence, give it away because she wants everyone to have this. Really looking at the negative beliefs that I'm holding as truths, if that makes sense. The we should have, why didn't he, why haven't I, when will I's, those sort of very negative feelings, those feelings that we and thoughts that we hold as truth and which are, in fact, not entirely. But once you believe your thoughts, they may as well be true. So as I am about to, I have about 30 seconds, look at that, go into my first break. That's something I want you to think about too. What thoughts are really guiding your life, are really what thoughts are making you feel the negative feelings? In other words, your feelings are telling you what's going on, and you can't monitor all your thoughts. But if you're not feeling good, what thoughts are you believing that are causing those negative feelings? So that's my oh my. Come on back after the break here on the O Spot. I'm going to read to you a big time oh no here on the O Spot on Om Times Radio.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp with Om Times Radio. If you've been stressed mentally or emotionally, then join me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where you'll learn you're not sick, you're sacred. And by aligning with the soul is what makes you whole.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to the O-Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley, and thank you for joining me on this wonderful Wednesday night. So I said that before the break that when you came back, I was going to tell you about a really terrible oh-no, because that's where we start on the first section. Remember? Oh my, oh no. Oh yes. And then, oh wow. So, I'm not sure who here, maybe. That's funny, I talk to you guys like you're right in front of me. Who here is familiar with clinical sexologist Marty Klein? He is Dr. Marty Klein, by the way. He has a wonderful, wonderful website called Sexual Intelligence, and you can find it at sexualintelligence.wordpress.com. And he's won awards, actually, for his blog. It is that good. He does sex therapy, psychotherapy, and couples counseling, lectures, keynotes, training, seminars. And I will probably do a video of his and have you listen to that sometime soon. He has 3 books, America's War on Sex, Sexual Intelligence, and then Ask Me Anything. He's terrific, actually. He's sort of a bit of a Dr. Ruth in the sense that he's a nice older man who you kind of can feel like you can, you can talk to him. It's kind of a nice thing. So I do get notified when he has a new blog post, and some of his most recent ones, and he posts pretty regularly, about once a week. He answered one, why does anyone look at porn? The latest challenges for parents, ads, TV ads about erectile dysfunction. Can you imagine, mom, what's an erection? Dad, what's ED? And all these TV ads for Viagra and Cialis are can be a parent's worst nightmare. Because let's face it, if we can't talk about it with our friends, how are we going to talk about it with our kids? But the one he has most recently that I'm dying to read you is called, you ready for this? 5 Ways, I love my numbers, to make sex less enjoyable. And these are so true. And I hope they'll make you laugh and smile and recognize yourself and maybe even be willing to make a change or two. All right. So let me read this one to you. Life has few guarantees and even fewer when it comes to sex. However, there are things that are guaranteed to make sex less enjoyable. How many of these have you done lately? How many of these do you think are part of quote-unquote normal sex? Imagine how much more you'd enjoy sex if you and your partner eliminated a few or all of these. All right, you ready? Number 1, insist that orgasm is the goal for both of you. Or even either of you. Orgasms last a few seconds, making it a tiny fraction of any sexual experience. And while orgasms can be delightful, no orgasm is good enough to make up for sex that is annoying, mechanical, or emotionally frustrated. If you're having trouble climaxing, try relaxing instead of working hard. Do what's pleasurable, what makes you glad to be there, and what makes you feel connected to your partner. If that doesn't lead to an orgasm, you haven't wasted your time. You've enjoyed sex. And if your partner at some point looks at you and says, I don't think I'm going to come tonight, let it go. Don't insist on pushing for an orgasm. After all, your partner's orgasm, if they have one, is for their satisfaction, not your sense of accomplishment. I'll let that one sink in before moving on to the other. And yes, you can read lots of things, and I know people who have orgasms that last longer than a few seconds, but the point is that orgasms are not the point. Do what's pleasurable, what makes you glad to be there, and then you've enjoyed sex. All right, the second way to make sex less enjoyable is tease the other person about their body. Most of us are a bit insecure about our bodies. Too much here, not enough there, hair where it isn't wanted, not enough where it is wanted, bumps from shaving or waxing, shapes that aren't like Greek statues, a scar, a blemish, a skin condition, lack of symmetry. Especially in anything that comes in pairs. Eyes, nipples, breasts and other. And yet we keep coming back to sex, where we take our clothes off and invite someone to admire or judge our body. Go ahead, admire. Don't judge. If you don't like every part of your partner's body, focus on the parts you do like. If you can't find one single thing to enjoy, the smell of their hair, the curve of their shoulder, the taste of their neck, the firmness of their calves, pay closer attention and let go of your stereotypes about what's attractive. Or get a new partner. But don't. It's really there three times. Tease somebody about their body, unless they love their body. Hardly anyone likes it. And it makes some people shrivel up inside, which will soon translate into them shriveling up on the outside. And if you can't help yourself, if you absolutely can't keep from teasing your partner about their body, maybe you have a problem much bigger than their big butt. If you want to discuss a concern about your partner's body, do it outside of the bedroom when you're feeling close. And I have to admit, I will occasionally comment and make some negative comments about my husband's body, and it's changed. No kidding. In the 20 years we've known each other, almost 22. Almost 21. And so has mine. And whenever I feel a desire of any kind to negatively comment about his body, you know, or make a comment about his hair getting too long or he hasn't shaved, it's usually because I'm feeling negative about my body. Just so unfair, isn't it? Putting it on them. How do our partners put up with us? Don't tease the other person about their body. All right, number three. Don't refuse to touch your own genitalia. Most people masturbate, usually by stroking their vulva or penis, and most people would rather die than do the same thing in front of a partner. What a shame. How else can you show how you like to be touched? How else can you give yourself a bit of extra pleasure when you want it? How else can you apply lube to yourself or insert a penis into you or your penis into somebody else? Some people can only climax with their own hand. Instead of seeing this as a problem or a dysfunction, shrug it off as your own personal style and put yourself over the top. If you do so, make sure you stay in touch with your partner, with your eyes, your mouth, or your other hand, or theirs. You know, again, my husband and I are both getting older. How we climax has changed. The ease in which it happens has changed, even more so for him, and especially since his heart attack. So, you know, if you're with somebody, and if you're with somebody that you're already married to or thinking about being married to, you are as young today as you're going to be. Things are going to change. Be okay. So first with your body, then with their body, and now with your own genitalia. All right, number four. Ready? Freak out if you fart or queef during sex. Our bodies are just a festival of fluid sounds and smells, many of which are on display during sex. And while some of these are welcome additions to sex, vaginal lubrication, moans of pleasure, the smell of arousal, others are definitely not welcome. Farts are the most unwelcome of all. So what do you do when you or your partner pass gas? You let it pass. You don't need to say excuse me, don't need to hide, and certainly don't need to stop having sex. If you're in the middle of being really excited, you can certainly keep doing what you're doing. In any case, about 20 seconds after it happens, you'll both forget all about it. Unless you hold the unwanted moment preparing your apology for later. Don't hold on to it. Grown-ups know that a lot of things occasionally happens during sex. A little urine, a little drooling, a belch, a sneeze. It's because we do this glorious thing, sex, with this pedestrian thing we don't entirely respect. Our bodies. Oh, what's a queef? That's just an expulsion of air from the vagina, typically during or after something goes in and out of it over and over. It can't be gas. That isn't how the plumbing is arranged, so it can only be air. But it sounds like a fart, so some people feel guilt or embarrassment by association. It's a body. It makes noise. We can deal with it, people. All right, and finally, obsess. Don't. Remember, these are don'ts. These are ways to screw up sex. Ways to make it less enjoyable. Obsess that you don't smell or taste good down there. I hear there are people who enjoy the taste of broccoli. Really? It's hard to predict what someone will enjoy smelling or tasting, and even harder to understand it. In oral sex, there shouldn't really be a giver and a receiver, just two people sharing some flesh, some dampness, some enjoyment. So if you have trouble understanding why your partner enjoys licking or sucking you, ask. And then you really should believe them. If you're concerned about how you smell or taste, just say so. I'm not sure if I'm real fresh down there right now. Thanks for the warning, friend. And then let your partner decide for themselves. If you hear, lovely, believe it. If your partner continues in an enthusiastic way, believe it. If you're baffled by your partner's enjoyment, be grateful rather than pushing them away. And if you're certain you wouldn't like the way you smell or taste down there, don't lick yourself. Ta-da! Five things to remove from our unfortunate sexual arsenal. Yes, English is my first language, so I'm going to repeat just them five things. Ready? Five ways to make sex less enjoyable. Insist that the orgasm is the goal for either one or both of you. Tease the other person about their body. Refuse to touch your own genitalia. Freak out if you fart or queef during sex. And obsess that you don't smell or taste good down there. So if you want to make sex less enjoyable and probably also more stressful and less likely to happen again, and I don't mean ever, it's just, you know, face it, once you get into your head about something, it's really hard to undo that. And take it from a woman who my first lover said some horrible things about my body, and it took many, many years to get through that. So don't do these things. All right, come on back for a little. Oh, yes. Because that's the next section on the O Spot. And I'm your host, Rachel Kenley, here on Om Times Radio.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Don't you love that expression, feed your soul? Isn't it great that we can do that here? I hope they've once again put my own plug during my show, which is kind of weird because you're already listening to it, but I checked and it seems it's on a loop, and so eventually it'll move somewhere else, I hope. It's a little odd hearing my own voice that way, I have to admit. But anyway, Matthew Cooper, who comes after me, yes, does talk about and is very focused on the importance of communication. And I love how so many of us who speak here, how our topics and our focus really blend and work together. Many of you know that I've been on Nicole Brandon's show, and she always talks about passionate living, which is a bigger view of what I talk about now. So I sort of have a little more or a slightly different focus to it. And Dr. Kevin and, I'm blanking out on the doctor who also does the Eros equation. And so there, it all blends together and how these sorts of good communications and this empowerment can also help your business. Because so many people think, oh, this is just about, you know, relationships and stuff, but it's not. It's about our whole lives and all the things that we consider important and spend our time on. You know, that's that what we spend our time on. Hopefully, I mean, it does not hopefully, it shows what's important to us. Because even if you're spending time doing things you don't enjoy, clearly it has some sort of importance, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. And that includes all of those computer games and those handheld games that we play. They must have some importance to us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it. So let me tell you a little bit. In my Oh Yes section, I want to move to Amy Jo Goddard. And on her website, and I'm going to hear my clicking to that. There it is. she refers to herself as a sexual empowerment coach. And one of the things she's discovered recently for her and for her clients is that a lot of it comes down to confidence. She has a new book, it just came out in September, called Woman on Fire, 9 Elements to Wake Up Your Erotic Energy, Personal Power, and Sexual Intelligence. So these are things that we very much discuss here. And I was looking at her 9 elements, and because I have to tell you, I was a little panicked because I'm working on a book about this as well.
Yay!
I thought, oh my goodness, you know, she's already done this. But her focus is a little different than mine. I see it a little differently. And I think the more voices, I realized this afterwards, after my moment of panic ended, the more voices for personal power and sexual intelligence and the intersection of those things, the better. The more of us, the better. So she has this wonderful fact sheet on how she describes a sexually empowered person looks like. And it's not really just looks like, it sort of lives like, I suppose, is a better way to say it. So people who are authentically sexually empowered are intimately connected to their sexual selves, accept their bodies, and are educated about how their bodies work. Understand and acknowledge that change in sexual function or desire are a normal part of aging, and I would add life, and that they can work with these changes to create a satisfying sexual life at each new phase of life. They know that they do not have to have sex to be a sexual person. I actually have some friends who are extremely romantic people and make amazing connections, and they are asexual. Feel fully sexually expressed, and when not in full expression, they have tools to help them get there, utilizing available options for sexual expression and erotic experience. They make pleasurable, satisfying, fulfilling sex their norm and experience pleasure regularly and as a norm in their lives. I think she was a little redundant on that one. Okay, attain sexual agency by thoroughly exploring sex and sexuality and making authentic decisions about what is right for them and what is not. They develop healthy coping skills for managing difficult emotions like loss and pain. Explore and develop an authentic sexual identity and do not need to hide or shift that identity to feel comfortable and safe in their lives. They are also not impacted by cultural decisions and norms and rules. You have to be, and this is me adding this, you have to be empowered by your own rules, assuming those don't harm others. Can we just assume that that's a given, guys? They live in alignment with their desires and know they never have to settle for less than what they really want. They commit to heal and release any shame, guilt, or trauma about their sexuality. They develop their confidence and sexual self-esteem. And they feel at home in themselves and move through the world from a place of self-intimacy. I love that phrase. I love the phrase self-intimacy. I think that's really accurate. And I think that last one is at the core of how I present it. And I hope how you've been receiving it from me. Feeling at home in yourself and moving through the world from a place of self-intimacy. Not just self-confidence, but self-intimacy. Self-knowing. Really, like, deep knowing. I don't even know I printed this one up. People who are authentically sexually empowered in their relationship with others communicate their needs, wants, and desires without blame or shame. They set clear boundaries and identify and experience their wants and desires without crossing the boundaries of others. They accept rejection without taking it personally. And we've talked about that here, that, you know, what somebody else wants or thinks they want, or wants. And if that's not in alignment with us, that's okay. It's not personal. It's them. And if they don't want, you know, if they're not in alignment with us, then it doesn't change that we want what we want and they want what they want. Identify defensive patterns in relationships and work to overcome them by replacing the patterns with healthy ways of connecting to others. And they heal the need to be competitive with others and to release patterns of lack, deprivation, or feelings they can't have, that they can't have what others have. She also has some for our relationship, people who are authentically empowered and how they have their relationship with our culture. They critically examine cultural messages about sexuality, gender, and sex. They reject and challenge sexual stereotypes, assumptions, false ideas, cultural myths that hinder, impair, squash, or dim their sovereign sexuality, which is something we're all about, not only here on the host spot, but here on Om Times. And they examine how the values and beliefs of their culture impact their experience of gender and sexuality. Oh, and one other, identify and experience erotic authenticity, even when social pressure or popular ideas push them to do or like something else. Yeah, and this goes back to what she says about confidence. And she has 5 confidence types. And if you go to her website, she has something you can take a quiz, and it sends you to another site about your confidence, but also how you connect with people. And she has this great video on it. And that's what I'm going to play for you now. Let me see how much time it has on it. It's 3 minutes. Oh, it's perfect. Okay. Phew. I'm not going to go over. Okay. So this is Amy Jo Goddard on developing your sexual confidence your way. And you'll hear her talk about the different types of sexual confidence.
And, you know, I've been talking a lot about confidence lately because so many people have asked me about the skills of confidence and have expressed interest in developing confidence so that they could improve their sexual life, their financial life, their work life, their creative life, and really all things in life. I do believe confidence is 80% of everything. Mm-hmm. So some of the feedback we got from the class that I did last week, introducing you to these 5 main confidence types, was that people didn't fully understand the benefits and the positives of each of the types. So I just want to briefly review that with you in case you were unclear. So the power player is like classic confidence, right? The person that is the go-getter, that totally just moves mountains, doesn't give up, believes they can do anything, and goes full force into it, right? They are really committed. That is the power player. The warm connector, their currency around confidence really is their friendliness and their ability to make connections. They're really good at connecting other people, connecting to the people they need to, you know, work in a room. I mean, the warm connectors, that's really their element, and they're really, really good at that. The enigmas, they are, you know, they're seductive. They work kind of through the side door with people. You know, they're intriguing. There's a mystery about enigmas, and they work that mystery and that intriguingness in a flirtatious way. And so they draw people and magnetize people to them. The sassy skeptics, they just use, like, dry humor and being kind of funny, being kind of snarky, kind of keeping things not too serious on a certain note, and then in another way they actually are quite serious about the things that they do. So the sassy skeptics definitely kind of go for the kill in that way. It's a little quieter and smoother, and a little more through that use of humor. And then the wallflowers, there's not enough confidence there, you know. Their thing will often be that, you know, they're kind of like sweet, and it's their shyness. It's like very charming and cute, and a lot of times wallflowers will use that to their advantage. But I want you off the wall. I really want you off the wall. I'm living life off the wall here. So that's a recap of the five types. I really want to know what your types are. I want to hear about it on Facebook and on Twitter. Please take the confidence. There's a link below, and listen to that introductory call. If you really feel like it resonates when you hear about what's going on for you and your identified types, I really want you to join me for my confidence class. I'm teaching it for 6 weeks. I definitely understand confidence. I've done a lot in my life. I want to teach you the things that I've learned on my own and with the people that I work with. This is something that I work with people on all the time. It is a very rich curriculum. Confidence is a skill set. There's ways you can learn confidence. There's ways you can develop the skills that you already have. And that's what we're going to be working on, so you can really have the life that you want to have. So I want to see you there. This is Amy Jo Goddard from the beach in South Carolina. And I can't wait to see you very, very soon. Have a good one.
Her off-the-wall comment is really kind of cute. Oh, that was perfect timing. We'll come back. Come back after the break, because it really was perfect timing, because remember, our final section is Oh Wow, which is how you are going to take what we've discussed today and bring it out into the world. So come back and join me for the last section of the O-Spot here on Om Times Radio.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
I'm one of the best of the conscious minds in the world. Guys, at this point of the night, sometimes I feel like an unconscious mind, but all right. So she had those five areas of confidence that you can get from doing your, oh my goodness, I closed the window and it had the links on it. Hold on a second, I'm going to find the YouTube video again. the five types of confidence that will come up when you do that are the power player, which is the classic one. Hold on a second. Amy, Joe Goddard. And let me find the one that's going to say watched. I'm so grateful for that, by the way, on YouTube, that it does that. It tells me, you know, which ones I've watched. Because that way I really can, whatchamacallit, I can, like, find something that's easier. Although, now it's not showing me the one I want. Oh, this is not fair. This is very not fair. I'm going to keep looking while I talk to you. Wow, she has a lot of videos, everybody. There it is. Please go to the web, go to YouTube and put in Amy, one word, Joe, J-O, Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D. This is called Develop Your Sexual Confidence Your Way. And it was posted March 28th in 2014. So the calls she's talking about aren't currently available, but the quiz still is. Now, I took it, and I am listed, no surprise, as a warm connector. And it's funny because when I'm when I'm most down on myself, I don't see myself as warm at all. I'm a cold-hearted bitch. Okay, I'm not anymore, but that was who I was once, and it's a very hard identity sometimes I must release. So the number one that she listed, you may come out as a power player, which is a classic form of self-confidence. It doesn't mean you're all about power. It just means that you know your power. Okay. I'm a warm connector. That means making connections is how I express my confidence. It makes me feel better. It allows me to bring out the best of myself when I'm making connections, when I'm connected to people, things like that. The enigma, their confidence comes, and she used the word seductive, and I know that that one for some people sends off some alarms, some bells that, you know, that's dangerous, that's not authentic. She does mean it in an authentic way. I'm a flirt. Now, I use my flirting in a connecting way. That is one of my methods. She's talking about the people who are kind of intriguing, you know, kind of, there's a mysteriousness about them, and their confidence shines through that way, and that's how they make their connections and get to know people and all that good stuff. So if you come up as an enigma, do not judge yourself. It is simply another means of expressing your confidence, as she says, your way. That's important. The sassy skeptic, those snarky, sarcastic people who are funny and do that sort of thing. And I can slip into that. And my business partner, that's her. In fact, when we edit each other, she makes sure that I take out some of the sort of warm fuzzy that tends to show up in my language, because I'm a romance author and I have to take out some of her snark. So we get a balance. So we're not, you know, putting people off. The wallflower, that is where the people are who don't express confidence in most of these are social situations. You may have a quiet confidence and that will draw people to you. But she said she wants to get you off the wall. And in fact, if you watch the video, you'll see it says life ain't so, she's wearing a t-shirt that says life ain't so bad at all if you live it off the wall. Personally, I can tell you I live my life very off the wall. I am completely off the wall some days. Ask my children. Okay. So with our last few minutes, that's one of the things I want you to do. Oh, and the reason I went back to this was to tell you her website, amyjogoddard.com. If you hit /5types, that's the number 5, T-Y-P-E-S, you will get to her video. You'll be able to connect with, and not the video, but actually I think there may be a video on that page. I can't remember now. But you'll also be able to connect to the survey that she created. There's 15 questions. It takes less than 5 minutes, but read it through and be okay with your answers. That's one of the most important things, is to be okay with you, how you answer, who you answer, who you be. Who you be is good. The other one is amyjogoddard.com/confidence, and you can find out more about her process and her courses at that site. That page starts off with a video as well. What would your life be like if you had all the confidence you wanted? Very related to that question people ask, that we've all seen asked, what would you do if you didn't have any fear, or if you didn't think you could lose? And she says right there on the page, for most people, sex and money are two of the most taboo subjects out there. They're never talked about, at least in polite conversation. You're always going to get it when you converse with me. And yet we're expected to know how to manage our sexual and financial lives with total confidence. So she talks a little bit about the confidence breakdown, and you can take the quiz and her team will send you some information about the calls. I don't know if she's still doing them, but it's really cool just to kind of find out your confidence type. Because it will help you to figure a little bit about maybe what's blocking you in your life. So I recommend that. The other thing is she has, as I said, a new book out called Woman on Fire, and you can find that one at www.womanonfirethebook.com. I am going to try to have her here for you because I think her energy would be terrific and go so very, very well with what we talk about here. She actually has an event coming up in Brooklyn for those of you who are in the New York, New Jersey, tri-state area. Oh, sorry, my nose got itchy. That was a weird feeling. So, you know, feel free to go check her out. Let her know you heard about her on the O-Spot, in fact, if you do it. She does have a master's degree in human sexuality education and 20 years of experience. She also has another book out, Lesbian Sex Secrets for Men, which I love that title because, you know, a woman knows a woman's body best, and now she can tell a man. She does have she has a TEDx talk. You know, I love those. I'm opening that up right now. And she has a women's sexually empowered life program, which is a 9-month program. I don't need that part. Yikes. Hold on. I'm going to mute this for all of us. Hang on a second. Oh, there we go. Skip ad. Oh, it's only like 12 minutes. I may do that for you guys soon. And she got to do this in the Napa Valley. There you go. Owning your sexual power. So going against the grain and embracing the unconventional event was what she spoke at. So that definitely seems appropriate for her. Okay, I'm going to put this. I've told you guys about how much I love Simpology. Couple of clicks, and this is now saved to my what they call Dreamcatcher. So I can check it out tomorrow when I need it. I like that. I do. It makes me happy that I can do that and not have to worry and forget things and have 1,000 tabs open. I already have. I have like 12 tabs open. How many do you have? Come on, admit it. It's a lot. I know it. So it's a great way to, I highly recommend Simpology if you need things for saving and closing your screens like I do, in part because my computer is getting old and it doesn't really like it. It's very hot now on this side and all sorts of stuff. So it's better this way. All right, let me get back on topic for our last 3 minutes. All right. One of the things you can download on her site is her positive sexual affirmations. And this is part for her of developing a internal sexual voice. And I will add a powerful external sexual voice. We all do affirmations, or many of us do affirmations, to reconnect with that feeling, to reconnect with our power. And having a way to connect to your sexual side, and as she puts it, your sexual voice, is great. So some of these are around, I deserve the sexual life I desire. My body is tingling with sexual desire. But I love the ones that she has, like, I have unlimited sexual power. I feel totally loved in my life. I love my body and its abilities. My body is a gift that brings me joy each day. I can open the flow of sexual energy whenever I desire. How great is that? because that's in so many ways what it's all about. It's not that, I mean, I am a sexually empowered woman and wife and mother and writer and all those other things. And this is not something that sort of flows out of me all the time. I don't make my children uncomfortable with who I am. Yes, I occasionally make my younger son uncomfortable with some of my topics of conversation. But that's not about who I am. That's about something I've said. I do not take those moments personally. And actually, he's so funny about it, I couldn't. My body is wired for sexual pleasure. My body is a vessel for my awesomeness. My sexual energy is an important part of my life. As this, right? This is one of my favorites here. My body is wise, and I will listen to its wisdom. I love that. That's why I'm kind of holding us there. My body is wise, and I will listen to its wisdom. Can that be your gift to yourself this week? Believing that, holding that, feeling that, living that. Your body is wise, and you will listen to its wisdom. I'm going to do that for myself. I hope you'll do it for yours. And remember, let me know how it goes. Email me, rachelkenley@gmail.com. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/authorrachelkenley. And come see me next week here on the, see me, listen to me here on the O-Spot, Wednesday nights on OM Times Radio. Have an amazing week. Good night.